Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on, hang on, hang on!
Welcome to Checkered Past, a loving postmodern examination of the Go-Go Check branded comic magazines published by DC Comics between February 1966 and August 1967. I'm Dr. Bob, and each week I'll be your guide on this trippy tour through 535 mid-century masterpieces of graphic noveldom.
This week, Superboy number 136, cover date March 1967, cover price 12 cents, cover artists Kurt Swan and George Klein, edited by Mort Weisinger, featuring Decoy of the Doom Statues, written by Otto Binder, art by George Papp. Are you ready? Are you with it? Then away we go, go.
See how the fluffy clouds move by us.
See how the clouds move by.
See how the morning mist can hide us away.
Hide us away.
And the day is so much fun.
What? Crypto reunites with the Space Canine Patrol agents as they try out potential new members. One candidate, Prophetic Pup, makes three predictions using his powers of prognostication. The first two predictions come true. The third is that a hound will lead Superboy into a trap, and another hound will save him. Confused? Don't worry, I'll be right back with Dr. Husband to explain everything.
Saturday night at the high school dance, a fella came in wearing baggy pants. He starts to sing like a wounded hound, and the girls all screamed and gathered round. Bow wow wow wow, JoJo the dog faced boy. Bow wow wow wow, JoJo the dog faced boy.
Are you excited?
About what?
About the premiere of Crypto the Motion Picture this weekend.
I am very excited about Crypto the Motion Picture.
Same.
Yeah. That happens, Saturday we're going to go?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the reviews on social media are all over the place.
Are they really?
Yes. Well, you know, the people, the Snyder Bros, they're not ever going to like it.
Who are the Snyder Bros?
Oh, Rob.
Well, come on.
The Snyderverse, you know, he did the... Henry Cavill movie and Justice League movie, and then he got removed, had to leave the Justice League movie, and then that all went down, and people want him to come back.
Okay. Why was he removed from the Justice League
movie? I think he had a personal tragedy, I believe. Oh, okay. So he wasn't removed. He self-deported.
Okay, okay.
And there's nothing wrong with those movies, but let's move on.
Yeah, of course. Well,
I'm going to give it a chance. I mean, I was sold when I saw Crypto.
Why is there always so much controversy over these DC movies?
Because of white men.
I mean, honestly, everybody goes crazy about the Marvel movies. They could make absolute trash, and people are like, another Marvel movie, woohoo!
You know, not lately, my friend.
Oh, really?
No, they're going downhill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. When you're tuned into the pop culture like I am,
you know, I don't really care about that sort of thing.
No, I don't really either, but I'm aware of it.
Yeah, so how's your day going?
Great, I'm working right now.
Yeah, well, cool.
I'm multitasking.
Okay, I'm on my summer break,
you know,
of course. And so we've had family here over the weekend.
Yes,
and then we have family
more on
here
the way
coming this week. So I clean and cleaned over the last 24 hours.
Thank you.
You are most welcome, and we're getting ready to have family. So yeah, after we're done recording, I'm going to take Butler out for some exercise. And
on a day like this, it's 1 billion degrees.
It's in the 80s, but we'll go down to the canal.
Okay,
and it'll be shaded down there.
I approve.
Yep.
Well, I don't have too much more buildup for this story.
You don't,
because here they are again. That powerful pack of pooches, the Space Canine Patrol agents. Naturally, the most sensational superhound of them all, Crypto, is Top Dog, soon to be star of his own major motion picture.
Yes.
Along with some other side characters.
Yes.
But this time, his master, Superboy, gets into the act when a new canine member predicts peril for the Boy of Steel in the form of the...
Decoy of the Doom Statues.
This is from Superboy, number 136, March 1967. Oh, I forgot.
What?
More on the Mark Evanier controversy.
Oh, do tell.
Dear listener number two, as they preferred to be identified as,
okay,
sent me a link to his webpage where he has a pronunciation guide for his name.
Okay.
It's Evanier.
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 Okay. All right. Great.
I think there was even a sound clip.
Evanier. Evanier. Evanier.
That's it.
Okay.
So thanks, dear listener. Number two. So everyone else that has a different opinion could just go pound sand, I guess.
I love that, pound sand. Cool.
Space Canine Patrol Agents last appeared to Superboy number 132, covered right here on this very podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Roll call, Chameleon Collie, who can change shape. Okay. Paw Pooch, who can grow extra paws. Hot Dog, gets super hot. Tail Terrier, can stretch his tail. He's the leader. He's top dog. Bulldog, who can grow bull horns out of his head. Tusky Husky,
who can grow one giant tusk
out of his mouth.
So stupid.
Mammoth Miss, who is girlfriend of the deceased Mammoth Mutt, who can... Inflate herself.
Mm-hmm.
And new prospective member, Prophetic Pup, who has a
giant cranium, which serves as a crystal ball.
Yes.
Which must be very difficult to carry around.
Well, if I saw this dog on the streets, I'd take it to be euthanized. Or at the very least, get some kind of expensive surgery.
Yeah.
At a ceremony... in Smallville one day, Krypto, Superboy's pet superdog, is the guest of honor. We should mention, of course, Superboy is Superman as a boy. Not a separate character.
Yes.
In this period.
Yes.
Nowadays, it is a separate character.
Okay.
I think. They might be bringing Superboy as a boy back.
Yeah.
I'm so behind on my comics reading.
It's okay.
Good boy, Krypto. Toss the cornerstone in place, then we'll dedicate the new Humane Society building to be erected here. How was Krypto holding the cornerstone?
Probably with his paws and teeth. Or nose. And is that how you build a building? You just throw a big stone in the corner?
Throw it in the ground, yep.
Yep.
Now there's some fresh cement for Krypto to put his paws in, just like the footprints at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood, which Krypto knows all about.
Yes, of course he knows everything about pop culture.
He's very smart.
He's very smart.
Afterwards, the Dog of Steel is besieged by his many fans who want his autograph.
Which is just, he's holding a pen and he puts an X on a piece of paper.
I would argue that if a dog could hold a pen, he would be able to sign a name of some kind.
Agreed. I would think they would just have a little pad, ink pad, and he puts his paw print on the paper.
Yeah, like this kid's going to walk around with his sketch pad with a giant X on it and say, that's Krypto's signature? I'm not going to buy that. I want a paw print.
Yeah. Later, after donning a unique uniform in the basement of the Kent home.
It's the uniform of the Space Canine Patrol Agents. Why they have to wear full... body cat suits, I don't know.
And it's basically a jogging suit.
Yeah.
A fitness suit.
Now, Krypto's got a surprise gift to bring to the headquarters of the Space Canine Patrol Agents.
Space Canine Patrol Agents. Yeah. I no matter how many times I read that, I think of SPCA.
That's what you're supposed to think of.
Yeah.
Krypto reminds us that he became a member through Mammoth Mutt, who's now dead.
Yes, who is now dead.
Meanwhile, at SCPA headquarters, a meeting is about to begin. Top Dog is not there yet, so the rest of the fellows are going to practice their acts.
Hey, kids, gather around.
for the canine circus. Chameleon Collie turns into a giant ball, and Paw Pooch grows his extra legs.
And juggles many balls.
Juggles many balls, including Chameleon Collie.
Bulldog holds up Tusky and Hot Dog on his bullhorns. Tusky is balancing on his tusk. That is the stupidest thing. I hope that is not a great power.
No. Like if he grew two giant tusks?
No.
I could see that. Like, whoa. Or if he grew a tusk.
Every time I tried to talk, as a self, he'd have some sort of a speech impediment.
Or if he grew a tusk out of the top of his head, like a unicorn.
Yeah.
That would be something.
Or a narwhal.
Yes. It is like a narwhal, except it's coming straight out of the roof of his mouth.
Yes, and it's not. It's at an angle, so it's not like it's convenient. He would trip on it if he's not careful, right?
And what if his power goes haywire and he can't retract it? How does he eat?
Walks around with a giant tooth. With a giant,
how does he walk around?
Giant tusk stuck out of the front of his mouth. I should practice that. That is so I can do it faster. Faster.
I can't do it at all.
It's just with the tongue.
Well, here comes Top Dog. All right. Back to work. Cut the comedy, you the dogs. Guy,
like the head elf in Santa Claus. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
All right.
No, not the head elf. The head reindeer. The reindeer coach. Is it Donner? Comet, yeah.
All right, let's have everybody get together for your reindeer games. I won't keep you all like that. Okay, thank you. Mm. They're to introduce a new member, Mammoth Miss. Say that three times fast.
Mammoth Miss. And who is the mutt with the flexible tail?
A tail terrier. He's Top Dog.
He's going to hold her down. Okay, she
might float off.
Well, couldn't she just deflate herself? Is that like... That's her power. She can float.
Yeah.
But has no control over where she goes.
Apparently not.
We've had a lot of dogs over the years. Trust me. She has a propellant built in.
Yes. Yeah. Well.
Propellant.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about her tail, in which case I would.
Well, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Like,
no, because you hate when Flash does that with his arms.
I've given that up. I gave that up for Lent a couple years ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mammoth Miss is being moored by Tail Terrier's elastic tail. And this is my most exciting part.
What?
They're going to interview other candidates after they convene the meeting. It's just like the Legion of Superheroes when they have member tryouts.
If I remember in the last issue, we also had a scene like this where they were interviewing candidates.
Probably.
Because it seemed very familiar to me.
But as usual... They will first salute their emblem, the flag with the constellation Canis Major on it, and repeat their slogan. Big dog, bow, wow, wow. We'll crush evil now.
Stupid. Oh, of course, I guess.
Stupid?
It's...
In brightest day and blackest night. And that's Shakespeare. Don't get me started on oaths. Why are you shaking your head at me?
I have no comeback for you.
I didn't think you would. We will now... All right. We'll now examine new applicants. Each must have at least one special power. What is yours?
I'm Hoodoo Hound. I'll pretend you're a canine crook and demonstrate how I can hex you with my evil eye. Drop that gavel.
I'm dropping all right on your silly head. Rejected.
Oh, I hex for you.
Now, Hoodoo Hound
has a giant eye.
Also, I would take to the vet immediately if I saw it wandering the street.
Down.
He looks like a hyena with one giant misshapen eye.
Yeah.
Which apparently doesn't work because he was not able to hex Tail Terrier. The next applicant is called Prophetic Pup.
Prophetic Pup has a giant inflated cranium.
Yes.
And apparently it casts
Well, he sees
can form images on his shiny domed head and look into the future. Which, if it's on his head, how does he see it?
He thinks it. Everybody else sees it.
It's, what's that game? Heads up?
Heads up, yeah.
Where everyone just screams?
Yeah. And you have to guess what they're trying to say to you?
Yes. All right. They agree to accept Prophetic Pup if he can make 3 correct predictions. First prediction. I see Crypto coming here on a surprise visit with a gift for the SCPA. That's old news. We already know that's happening. Mm-hmm. Now watch the next image, which will show what's inside the gift box.
Which we as the readers don't get to see.
No, we don't get to see it, but Top Dog does. Well, they'll know when Crypto arrives. And soon he approaches from Earth. He is greeted by a guard at the gate and is confused that anybody knows he was coming because this was an unscheduled visit. Top Dog opens the gift box and, as predicted, it's a balloon. Mammoth Miss is tasked with blowing the balloon up.
She's full of air.
Crypto so confused because how did he know what it was? The large balloon, of course, forms a string of strong plastic cat balloons. Just the thing for dogs to play with when they're off duty. Everyone knows dogs love balloons, especially when they pop in their face.
Dogs love balloons.
Dogs love loud noises and things that they could chew.
Especially things that they are chewing on that unpredictably
pop. Right, pop in their face.
Yes.
Crypto is outraged. Why aren't you excited over the big surprise? Well,
all right, because it wasn't a surprise, Crypto. Prophetic Pup predicting your gift in advance.
Oh, shucks. I just had my luck to have a crystal ball canine spoil my fun.
And now for prophecy number 2. The veils of time are lifting. I see a spaceship of visiting scientists from Ursa Major. That's the Big Bear. Mm-hmm. The Big Bear constellation landing on a nearby asteroid. But beware. They will shortly vanish in that crater.
Howling hounds. I'll go check and save them if it happens.
Of course, being from the constellation of Ursa Major.
They are bears.
They are bears.
Bear people. Well, they're bears.
They're bears. Dressed anthropomorphic bears,
yes.
Dressed in spacesuits.
Mm-hmm.
Soon at the asteroid, Crypto arrives, but Prophetic Pup goofed. These bears aren't in any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They successfully landed. They are setting off an outer space signal ray to alert their fellows back home that their mission has been accomplished, but wait, holy boneyards! Their signal rays radiation changes a rock and turned it into an X-ray crater.
Oh my gosh, great grizzlies, the effect has made their bodies invisible except for their skeletons.
They did disappear after all, Prophetic Pup was right.
Wow, just not disappear in the way that they thought they would, a different kind of way, which is also defined as disappearing.
Isn't that always the way with predictions? It's never exactly what you think it's going to
no.
be. All right. There's no denying that Prophetic Pup's second forecast came true also as well. And here's the third one. It concerns your master, Crypto Superboy. I see him flying through space into great danger.
Danger? Tell me more.
I can't. The mists of time closed in too soon. All I can predict is that a hound will lead Superboy into a deadly trap. And a hound will rescue him. But this event will not occur for 24 hours.
Then we'll wait. We'll accept you only if your third prophecy comes true. Listen, the emergency alarm.
Listen, he's got a 66% success rate. That's pretty good for predicting the future.
The SPCA.
If it's good Damn enough it. That you can just blow, inflate your body and bob around
Space
the ceiling.
Canine Patrol.
SCPA.
Space
you got
canine
it.
Canine Patrol. What's the A stand for?
Agents.
Agents.
If it's good enough to inflate your body and bounce around the ceiling with no control, then why can't Prophetic Pup get in with 66% success rate? They need some new leadership.
It's the giant head. It's a little off-putting. It's the giant crane.
The giant head with tiny little ears poking out the side.
Yeah, it's a little off-putting.
Now, there are heavy static conditions in space, unfortunately, preventing radio transmission, so Tail Terrier, well, they're responding to an emergency alarm. I forgot that part. Mm-hmm. The green canines of Tail Terrier's home planet are sending a semaphore SOS. That's what the flags, mm-hmm. naval flags. They're at war with Black Cat World. The decoded message says, invasion by giant fleas. Send help.
This is my second favorite thing using coding signals in this story. My first one is what will happen later on.
Soon, the SCPA is on the case. Crypto, of course, is worried now. Which hound is going to lead Superboy into danger? Mm-hmm. And which hound will save him? Only time will tell, but for now, let's get to Tail Terrier's home world, where, indeed, giant fleas are leaping along through the town like an army.
Could you imagine giant fleas?
No.
That would be horrible.
Tiny ones are bad enough.
Yeah.
The dog people are fleeing in terror, and who could blame them? What ordinary canine could face fleas as big as rabbits? Actually, I think our dogs would eat, if they were giant fleas, they would eat them.
Oh, I don't know. That would mean that the fleas would have giant mandibles. And you know they're transparent. You can see the blood inside of them.
I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they have very, very thin skin. I use loosely, but, you know. And so you can see the blood inside them. So it would be gross. Like, a bite from a giant flea would probably make you... One flea filling up on you would lose, like, at least a pint of blood.
Okay.
It would be horrible.
I mean...
It's gross. It's gross.
I'm not disputing that. But you wouldn't die.
If a group of fleas attacked you, you would.
Okay, yes. Yeah,
you'd be sucked completely dry and you'd be gray like one of those mummies in the movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we need to worry about that yet, but climate change is coming, folks. So the space agents pull out some laser rifles and try to zap these fleas to oblivion. Crypto's following the marching army of fleas backwards to see where they come from.
There's too damn many fleas.
And he traces the ponderous pests back to an amazing exhibit, a memorial park honoring SCPA dog heroes of the past. But how could living fleas come from lifeless stone statues? I'm sorry that we don't get names for all of these fallen heroes. The only one we get is Beam Beagle, whose searchlight eyes saved the Sea Dog's Navy from being wrecked in a storm. The statue itself has a beam coming out, beam of light coming out from its eyes. That's a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
Crypto discovers a living dog, one of these green dogs, mm-hmm. chained to Beam Beagle's statue. But how could he have... And the fleas are hopping off. The giant fleas are hopping off this dog.
Yeah.
This poor thing. Little does Crypto know that within the huge hollow head of the Beam Beagle statue lurks a gang of cunning cats.
Hmm.
They are inside the statue. This beam of light is a growth beam. And each time the moving beam touches the dog who's chained to the base of the statue
mm-hmm.
and is also flea-ridden, the expando ray simply enlarges some of the insect eggs in the dog's fur until they hatch into giant fleas and leap off.
Oh, this is... sad and sickening.
It's terrible. And why are they leaving this dog? The fleas could just stay there and have a feast. Well, one of them could.
A few of them, yeah, would take that dog and it would just turn into a mummy skeleton. And it's like shredded. It's yeah. Like, it would just be like, just like bones with the skin all sucked. All
now, this is a planet of intelligent dogs mm-hmm. who wear clothes. Mm-hmm. How do we get to such a state where there's a dog with no clothes and is flea ridden?
He's a homeless dog.
That's what I'm saying. Homeless
people.
Or is it a Narnia situation where some animals are intelligent and can talk and other animals are not and you can eat them?
Is that true on Narnia?
Yeah. Mm. There's intelligent animals and not intelligent animals, and you're allowed to eat the non-intelligent animals. But if you eat an intelligent talking animal, that's Aslan's going to come and get you. Mm. Send you to hell. Because, you know, Aslan is secretly Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it's not so secret. All right. Crypto is unaware of the feline sabotage, but he has a plan. He's going to blow up while
from his survival kit.
In his cape's pouch. Mm-hmm. He's got a self-inflating plastic bubble into which he places this poor homeless mongrel.
And shoots him into space.
Shoots him into space. Takes him
into space.
The Black Cat Gang, however, has a weapon waiting in space that he prepared just for Crypto. Mm-hmm. A missile headed straight for Crypto. Crypto pushes the dog in the bubble away to safety, out of blast range. The missile explodes, and it forms a crystalline cage which has chunks of kryptonite embedded in it. And of course, you know, kryptonite is the one substance deadly to Crypto. Mm-hmm. The cats recapture the flea-ridden mongrel and take it back to the Green Dog World. Meanwhile, Tusky Husky has used his giant tusk to dig
a trench.
A trench.
A huge trench. Now imagine that I've given you a pole.
Uh-huh.
And imagine it's early in the morning and the weather's fine.
Yep.
And you've got to dig a trench with a pole with a sharpened end.
Okay.
You've got to do it fast.
Yeah. How hot is it?
It's like 65 degrees
out. Oh, easy.
Just dig a trench.
An hour.
Okay. Like this yeah. big.
Uh-huh.
For hordes of fleas.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't even have a superpower. Tusky Husky probably took like 20 minutes. Also, here's the good news. He's a dog. He could use his paws to dig.
That's what I was thinking. Like, what's one of the legs called?
Dog? Paw Pooch.
Paw Pooch. Couldn't he just do, like, grow a bunch of legs and use super speed and
well, no, I don't think he has super speed. He just has a lot of paws.
Well, they're all wearing capes.
Well, that's their uniform.
Okay.
Like the French Legion. They wear capes, don't they? I don't know. Out in the desert?
I doubt they wear capes in the desert.
Well, you don't know. Have you ever been a French Legionnaire?
No, never met one. Have you?
I have not, but I've seen depictions of them in the comics, notably the long-running comic strip Croc.
And the French Legion?
Yeah, they have little capes, like mini capes, like a capelet.
All right, so here we are. We got the fleas coming into the pit, into the trench that's been dug by a single tusk.
Yes.
Highly improbable. Mammoth Miss is floating in a balloon, like a balloon, and she discovers what's going on.
Yes. She discovers the black cat craft over Dog Memorial Park. She discovers them sneaking inside the Beam Beagle statue. And shortly, the Beam Beagle statue is attacked by Bulldog. The Black Cat crew tries to escape, or one of them does.
One of them does.
The Black Cat leader. Mm-hmm. The
Tricky
other...
Tom.
Huh?
Tricky Tom is his name.
Tricky Tom.
Yeah.
The other cats are abducted because Hot Dog gets in there and heats up and melts their expando beam. Mm-hmm.
Do you think, like, when they're getting ready to arrest the cats, like, scamp around and mark their territory all over the inside of the dog statue? All right, cats, come here.
Just a minute. Just a minute.
Skipper. Psst, a lot of hissing, I can imagine, and fluffing of one's fur.
Yeah.
So Tricky Tom is going back home with the news that their sabotage plot failed.
Mm-hmm.
Crypto's disappeared. They assume that he's gone back home to Earth.
Oh, poor Crypto. He's floating in space in that capsule, in that, I don't know what it is, that encased...
Kryptonite cage. Luckily, Superboy has come looking for him because he knew Crypto only planned to deliver a gift to the SCPA and then come right back home. Mm-hmm. But he's been gone so long, and great Comet, there he is in a kryptonite trap.
So he says he'll keep his distance and play space billiards with meteorites. So he takes one meteorite and hits another one, which hits another one, which then that meteorite crashes into the cage and bursts the bubble.
And Crypto is freed.
Yay!
However,
the adventure's not over.
No. Because the rescue is observed by Tricky Tom, who's hiding behind an asteroid.
I always imagine that this ship that he flies doesn't make like noise like... It goes...
And if you thought the surprises had stopped,
oh my God.
Listener...
No.
Are you ready for this?
This is crazy.
Tricky Tom receives a telepathic message.
Tom, listen to our telepathic message if you want revenge against Crypto and his master. We are pet cats of Kryptonian criminals.
Therefore, they're evil.
We were exiled with them in the Phantom Zone.
So not only when criminals commit crimes, not only do they go to are they sentenced to the Phantom Zone, but their pets, too.
First of all, if a criminal has a pet, how evil could they really be?
Hmm.
Second of all, I guess it's Jor-El, because he invented the Phantom Zone projector.
Yeah.
What law enforcement agency on Krypton is saying, all right, you're sentenced to life imprisonment in the Phantom Zone, and your cat... Guards, bring in the cat, please.
They just rehome the cats.
And why do all criminals only have pet cats?
Well, you don't know. I mean, don't they just float around in another dimension forever? There could be dogs there.
Well, in fairness, I don't think
parrots.
They
evil parrots.
Right. I don't think anyone was meant to be banished to the Phantom Zone forever. It's just that Krypton exploded.
Oh.
So they were trapped there.
Oh.
But this is, I believe, the first evidence that there were cats on Krypton. Of course, we knew there were dogs.
Oh.
I mean, someone will correct me if I'm wrong.
What about Streaky the cat?
He's not. He's from Earth.
Oh.
He, Supergirl, invented a form of kryptonite that gives other beings superpowers.
Oh.
And it got the little piece of X kryptonite that she created got trapped in a ball of yarn. And so Streaky would play with the ball of yarn and get superpowers. Temporarily, of course.
Okay.
So later, when Crypto is fully recovered and he and Superboy are headed back to Earth, they pass a strange chunk of rock with statues.
Just floating in space. Then Superboy is thinking, like he's not talking, he's just thinking about how he discovered this.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is this actually appeared in a previous story, or if this is just made up for this story. Again, someone will let us know. So when Superboy first discovered, they glowed menacingly because, of course, they came from the planet Krypton, and anything that comes from Krypton that survives is converted into kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
Any inanimate matter.
Well, these things sure did manage to survive nicely.
Very well. He recalls...
A planet exploding.
Superboy recalls from his childhood that those statues were in our family vault before Krypton exploded. They represent the most distinguished members of the L family. Val-El? Zor-El? Tala-El? I can't read the other ones. Hot 2L, Gam-L. Now, Superboy dared not approach the statues because they were kryptonite, but he built a giant spray gun and filled it with molten lead.
It's like one of those old-timey insect sprayers.
Yes.
Insecticide sprayers.
Gave them a good coating that will protect them from the lethal rays. A nearby chest contains some symbolic objects which belonged in the hands of the statues, and Superboy completed the side quest of putting the correct object in the correct statue. So they honor the achievements of his ancestors. One was a great seaman, that's Val-El. The others were the inventor of Krypton's first telescope, that's Sol-El. The author of the Kryptonian Constitution, Tala-El. The discovery of electricity, Hatu-El. And a famous architect, Gamel. My memory may not be serving me. I believe Val-El, who's the first one, was Jor-El's father. Or grandfather, maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, I think there was a series of stories in DC Comics Presents in the 80s in which it was revealed that one of Superboy's or Superman's ancestors, I believe it was Val-El, had come to Earth like 100 years ago and somehow was in suspended animation or something. And I just remember it because there was a team up of Superman and Hawk Girl, and that was the first time Hawk Girl ever appeared without Hawkman dragging her down.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lovely story. Okay. Drawn by Jim Starlin.
Dragging her down.
Look it up. All right. His reminiscences end, but Superboy now notices a startling new mystery. His father
is a sixth figure.
Is a sixth figure suddenly.
Jor-El.
It wasn't there before. It's Jor-El holding one of his great inventions, the Phantom Zone Projector. Superboy and Krypto land to solve the riddle, unaware that they are being watched by Tricky Tom and the Phantom Zone Cats.
Okay.
Otherwise known as the Fancy Cats.
Oh my god, they are!
Fancy Cats! That sounds like a new food. Fancy Cats.
Indulge their every whim with Fancy Cats.
Now, Tricky Tom uses a thermal ray in his ship to melt the lead coating, revealing the kryptonite. Why did they need a Jor-El statue?
I guess to get them close enough.
It's
like, what's going on here?
Superboy and Krypto are overcome by the radiation poisoning of the kryptonite and collapse to the ground. The diabolical Tricky Tom then uses his ship to tow the dying heroes to Earth and deposit them on the outskirts of Smallville. In a
Why
desolate
spot. Do that?
That's what I'm just about to ask. Tricky Tom says he's depositing them in a desolate spot outside Superboy's hometown. But wouldn't space be a desolate spot where they could avoid rescue?
What could be more desolate than space?
I guess it's just so that people could find them dead and cause panic on the Earth or something. I don't know. At dawn, slow death approaches the two helpless victims. Luckily, Krypto has an idea. He's going to thump his tail in Morse code to tell Superboy about Prophetic Pup's prediction.
And this is a lot that he tells him in with his tail.
It's letter by letter.
A prophetic dog at SCPA said a hound would put you in danger. That was me. But he added that a hound would save you. My telescopic vision shows the SCPA ship approaching Earth. One of those hounds will rescue us.
So, indeed, the SCPA lands on Earth. Luckily, Krypto's X-ray vision is still working, or telescopic vision, rather, because he can see to the Smallville city limits. Prophetic Pup is sad because his SCPA membership application will be rejected, but he wants to tell Krypto that he's glad his third prediction turned out wrong.
Yeah.
But since we're here, let's tour Smallville, everybody. I'm sure they won't be alarmed by upright walking dogs in clothes.
Not at all.
With misshapen heads. Crypto can't hear them, but he assumes that Tail Terrier has told the gang to look for Crypto, but that's not it at all.
No, he says he's telling them to
take a break, at ease, gentle dogs. They're going to split up and take in different sites and then report back and sniff each other to experience their adventures. Oh, there goes that giant plane. Listener, we have an Air National Guard base near our home, and sometimes they fly a giant transport plane right over our house. It sounds like a space war.
Yeah, it's so big it has, like, tanks and stuff in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff around here in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia.
Or a town. It's as big as a town. It's huge.
So, Crypto sees Hot Dog heading in the direction of Superboy Crypto. Mm-hmm. Certain that Hot Dog is going to be one to save them, but no. Hot Dog has spotted the Weldon's Hot Dog blimp. Weldon's, the greatest hot dog in the universe. The blimp is flying overhead, and Hot Dog's so excited. That blimp has my name on it. I'm famous. We had a dog in the past, and we lived very near a sports arena where the Goodyear blimp would fly.
The Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium. We lived right across the river from it.
And if that dog could have flown into the air to capture the blimp, she would have.
Yeah.
Just like Crypto.
She loved to run around the yard and bark at it.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was quite often.
Yes. You see the blimp. Yeah. Sure. Every weekend.
Mm-hmm. During the season.
During the season, of course, yes. Poor Hot Dog, stupid idiot, doesn't realize it's just advertising a food product of Earth.
Then next, Tusky Husky. And Crypto can see with his vision, his distance vision, right?
Super yes.
The Tusky is using his tusk to drill into the ground.
Well, dump. At the city dump, he's got a pile of bones.
Which he's woven into a necklace.
A bone necklace.
To get in good with the girl Husky. So he's basically he's seducing her.
Yeah.
To make puppies, right?
Yes.
Well, that's all dogs want to do, is make mm-hmm. puppies. So I guess they didn't put in the comic what happens next.
No, they did not. But I go to the city dump, and it clearly says no carcasses. So where do these bones come from at the city dump?
I don't know.
Have the rules changed?
Maybe.
Since the 19...
No carcasses. Oh,
this is Superboy, so it'd probably be the 1940s that we're talking about.
Well, next.
Paul Pooch is using his multiple legs.
Crypto is dying.
Yeah.
While these things are happening.
Paul Pooch is using his multiple legs to swim this way. The river is only a mile from here. He must be the hound predicted to save us. Wrong again.
But this crazy thing happens.
Paul Pooch joins a crew team because he had been alerted to an emergency because the crew team passed out when some marsh gas suddenly bubbled up. And Paul Pooch is going to take over every oar and get the crew team back to safety.
So I just want to say, I hadn't seen this before. Look at the upper part of that panel. There are crowds of people that could have easily just dove into
yes.
the water and rescued them.
Well, no, we don't know where they were. They might have been upriver, and
who knows?
Paul Pooch had to get him back.
I don't know how Paul Pooch is.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Displaced all those crew members to the front of the skiff.
I also don't know why the bosun wasn't affected by the marsh gas.
Yeah. I don't know. Now, I will say that it is possible to be. I've never heard about this happening in a marsh, but you can be in a pond or you can be in a lake.
Yeah,
and a large gas emission can happen, like if there's an earthquake or something like
uh-huh.
that, and it can be so massive that it does kill people because it can displace all the oxygen in the environment and can there can only be carbon in it and you can die.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's very rare.
It is very rare, but it does happen. Mm-hmm. Didn't it just happen recently? Or maybe, I don't know. I read so many caveman things. Probably happened to cavemen. But I think that's an evolutionary explanation for why our flatulence smells. Because it trains the nose to avoid smells like that. So that if gas is escaping from a pond, you get out of there. I swear I read that or saw it on Gilligan's Island.
A hypothesis, because there's a reason why gas smells.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Well, it has very, very tiny microscopic solids of particles in it, which are offensive to the nose.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. You're talking about human gas, swamp gas.
Yeah. Swamp gas is the same. It has organic material in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's why we avoid those smells, for our own safety.
Okay.
I'm going to find my source.
All right, you please do.
I will. Now, none of the dog pals have showed up, Crypto. We're dead. But look...
I think I'm wrong about the microscopic organic particles being in the gas. I think it's that... Bacteria produce a gas when it mixes with certain materials inside of our bodies, which creates... That's why gas can smell differently. I do know that, like, propane, right?
Yeah.
They actually add gas to that that is non-flammable, but that makes the gas smell so that you can smell when it leaks.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you leaking right now? No. I smell something. I smell a rat, and it's coming from your window. Luckily, a movie company has arrived for location shots.
It's a lot happening outside of Smallville.
Outside Smallville, mm-hmm. Which apparently is in the middle of the desert somewhere.
Yeah,
because there's mesas and
sand. I thought Smallville was a Midwestern town like Iowa or something.
Well, in this
cornfields and stuff.
In this period, mm-hmm. Smallville is not supposed to be all that far from Metropolis, which is on the East Coast.
And famously close to a desert.
Yes. I believe...
The deserts of...
Some continuities place it in Kansas.
West Virginia. The deserts of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
The deserts of Virginia.
I was thinking more upstate New York, maybe. Or
we have no deserts in upstate New York.
You don't know. Have you been across the whole state?
The upstate New York was carved out by glaciers.
It
is a very fertile area. Yeah.
Even if this were in Kansas, you wouldn't have mountains and mesas.
No.
You might have brown grass, but.
I don't know. Maybe they set them. Tricky Tom.
Tricky Tom.
Tricky Tom and the Fat Cats set them down on a movie set.
Although we do know that Smallville has a volcano on the outskirts of town, doesn't it?
It does?
I think I recall that, yes.
What an amazing world. Is this Earth 1 or 2?
1, of course.
Okay.
Anyway, the movie company has arrived for location shots. They can't see Superboy and Crypto, but maybe Superboy can call to them.
Help.
Help. Help.
Help.
Help.
Help.
I can't. I'm too weak.
Holy mackerel. Superboy and Crypto trapped by kryptonite.
It's that young boy who got Crypto's autograph earlier.
Yeah.
Luckily, he has a bicycle with a front basket. And it's a good thing he came to get autographs from the movie actors. I have the signatures of lots of famous people. Jack Dempsey, Charlie Chaplin, Babe Ruth. But not yours, Superboy.
Pal, you'll get it now.
So that's what the prediction meant.
Later, at the SCPA headquarters.
Prophetic Pup gets his official SCPA collar, because all three of your predictions came true. Yes, a hound did save Superboy.
An autograph hound?
You see?
Yeah.
Predictions never turn out the way you think.
No,
but
not
they
at all.
Do turn out. This is the best story that was published in the entire 1960s. I'm ready to proclaim it. Space Canine Patrol agents. This is their final appearance in comics. They will never appear again. That's actually not entirely true.
Are you serious?
They do appear in the background of Animal Man number 25.
Okay.
And in Sandman Overture number 3. But as a fighting force,
yeah.
This is their final.
They don't get their own issue.
No.
Or their own story.
Well, not in printed comics. Now, there's a Crypto cartoon a few years ago that did make good use of the Space Canine Patrol agents.
Wow.
I think they were called something different, but they were there. Same
figure.
Same general membership.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
I knew.
Well,
I just literally
this is the last time we'll read a story about them.
It is the last time we will read a story about them in our Go-Go Check era.
Well, I'll miss that.
I will, too. We'll still have the Legion of Super Pets, of course, which is almost the same, except it's more than just dogs.
I don't remember the Legion of Super Pets. I can't. I'm embarrassed to tell you.
That's the Super Pets, Crypto, Streaky the Super Cat, Comet the Super Horse, Beppo the Super Monkey, and Prody, too, who helped the Legion of Superheroes in the 30th century.
Okay.
I think we'll see them again.
Wow.
It's always an adventure, isn't it?
Well, I'm very much looking forward to Crypto's movie this weekend.
Me too. We're
gonna see it. And I won't hear a word against it.
I won't either.
We're going to the Alamo, aren't we?
We are. You know, you can eat and drink there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on social media at GoGoCheckPod. You can rate and review us wherever you get your free downloaded podcasts from. You can find us on our sister podcast, Nerd Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us right back here. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
You can find us right back here next week. I was trying to pull up my spreadsheet and see what's coming up. But
oh, okay.
We are fast approaching, listener, our 100th, no, 300th episode.
I was going to say not 100th. Yeah,
hey, fast 100.
Wow.
But we'll be back next week. With House of Mystery.
Awesome.
That's Dial H for Hero and Martian Manhunter.
Oh, cool. Cool.
You like Dial H for Hero. I wrote do. A theme song.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
No, I just, you know, I'm looking forward to this weekend. And, you know, get some exercise. Enjoy the summer, folks. I know some of you are traveling and sending us pictures.
Yes.
Or text. Thank you.
Yes.
Living vicariously through you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Bye!
Mr. Wind, just keep us sailing.
Keep us sailing along.
In the sky, there's no curtain.
Yes, we'll have fun. So, everyone, come on.
Guide us.
When you're beside me, we can